Well, I'll begin by saying that everybody worked today. All the players that you've asked about over the last few weeks, how they were doing, were accounted for. We had everybody out there that went the full practice. We had a competitive practice, real good special teams work today. And we'll see how the rest of the week goes. Obviously, we got a great opponent, Cincinnati, no doubt about it. We've looked at them in all three phases. They're extremely aggressive on special teams. Defensively, certainly their front is very similar to what we've seen, you know, by our front over the last 6 months working against them. So we've got two good fronts on both sides of the ball defensively, and there'll be challenges for both offensive lines, certainly. Well, certainly, you know, their front is fast, they're long. Obviously, Geno Atkins inside, he's a force to be reckoned with, no doubt about it. Their other positions, they're really strong on the edges. They've got long, high motor guys, you know, their linebackers, Melaluga, starting with Melaluga, really good players, good cover players. Just the whole group is outstanding. And then in the back end with Nelson and Hall as cover guys, they're able to play man or zone coverage, and they've got a great scheme. You know, Zimmer's got a terrific scheme, multiple defense, do a lot of different things, particularly in nickel. A lot to prepare for this week. Well, the most we could have done up to this point was just get them as much work as they have gotten, and they've gotten it against some very good players. That's a starting point. The competition and practice has certainly helped them. Certainly game it'll amp it up even more. And again, you know, try to be able to, you know, have some balance to our attack, you know, mix the run and the pass, get some movement, you know, move the ball around and try to mix it up as much as we can. And that won't be easy there. This is a very good defense we're facing, very similar to the one we face each and every day in practice, which is a good thing in our preparation. It certainly could. I mean, we're going to leave it all wide open in terms of how we are at the end of the week, but they're both going to be ready to play middle linebacker, and so there wouldn't be any reason why we wouldn't want to, you know, move them around in terms of in and out of the game, and that would depend on DJ's conditioning if we decide to start him. And how much we need to use Jonathan on special teams, we'll have to mix DJ in. So we're just going to leave the options wide open, but it looks like at this point both of them are going to be able to play, and that's a good thing. The special teams is going to be huge. I mean, they're sitting there with Tate and Pac-Man Jones as their returners. They're both exceptional returners. They've been as aggressive as any team in the National Football League over the last few years in faking field goals and making big plays. And they've got speed on their team just like we do. They got a punter who can direct kicks. He kicks it high. It's the first of three left-footed punters that we're going to see over the next 3 weeks. And that'll be an issue just covering kicks and doing those types of things because at times he hits them high and long, and sometimes he hits them high and short. But he's got some real ability from the punting standpoint. And then you've got you got Pierman, who's an excellent special teams player, number 30. He's all over the field. He's involved in a lot of the things they do special teams wise. And they brought in Amargus Hunt from SMU, the tall 6'7" defensive lineman who's had a multiple amount of field goal blocks over his years at SMU. So there's a lot of issues special teams. It's going to be a huge, and we think it's going to be huge every week because we put that much emphasis on it. But it's going to have no bigger focal point with Cincinnati come this week. And you know, we feel we've got good matchups, but we feel it's going to be a heck of a game from that standpoint. Sure he can. I mean, we'll get together every Tuesday generally after he's looked at tape. I mean, he's spent Monday and Tuesday looking at tape just like we have. And one of the first things I'll do is just begin to put the game plan together is to talk to him about what he sees, the strengths and weaknesses. He's got experience playing against players, personnel, you know, what he feels can be successful against the players that we're playing against. So that's all part of it. And towards the end of the week, we pair the game plan down to things that he really likes. We talk every day about what the things that he really liked that we did, and if there's something we need to throw out. We have plenty of plays. We've always got a number of plays we can throw out, and we won't feel any difference in the size of the game plan. So he's certainly instrumental. The quarterbacks always have been in the final trimming of the game plan as we move through the week. I would think it's going to be all business. I just can't see it being any bigger than that. And I'm focused on the football team and my job during the course of the game. I mean, I've said this before, I'm certainly very appreciative of going out there and being the head coach of the Chicago Bears on Sunday. There's no doubt about it. But my purpose is to get the team prepared this week and go out and do my job on Sunday.